A senior defense official speaking to Federal News Radio chalked up the restructuring as an internal adjustment designed to streamline responsibility for the health record. But in testimony before the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense, Pagel expressed clear frustration that 4 years after the president ordered the two departments to integrate their records, DOD is not further along in its contribution to the joint effort.
I can't sit here and defend what we've done. I mean, I could take you down through the programs and say, well, it hasn't been totally wasted because these things have come out of the investment. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to acknowledge that we're way behind. We will do better. I have personally taken this on.
Hagel says he's personally inserted himself into the process over the past several weeks and ordered a restructuring that includes direct management oversight from his office.
So that we have more clear lines of authority, accountability, who's in charge, how is it going to get done.
His comments came 2 months after DOD and VA jointly decided to revise their approach to health record interoperability. Rather than building a single record system that both departments would use, officials decided to begin from separate core technology starting points and focus on making the data in those systems more interoperable. VA intends to build on its existing VISTA health record system and would like the Pentagon to adopt it too. DOD was supposed to make a decision on a new record system to use for its starting point and issue a request for proposals by the end of last month. But Hagel says he intercepted that RFP from being released to industry.
I stopped it from going out the end of March because I didn't think we knew what the hell we were doing. And until I get some understanding of this, get some control of it, we're not going to spend any more money on it. Now, that doesn't mean we aren't making progress. We are making progress. We've got teams at the VA. We are doing a lot of good things. A lot of good things are happening. We have not completed an integrated health record system, which was we committed to.
Hagel told lawmakers he hoped to have an announcement about DOD's approach to selecting a core EHR technology within the next week, but definitely within the next month. Hagel has some personal experience with electronic health records in government. He was deputy administrator of what was then the Veterans Administration in the early 1980s, when VA was still beginning to build early incarnations of an electronic health record. But he told lawmakers the technology DOD settles on is far less important than whether the two departments can easily and reliably exchange patient data.
What the president said he wanted when he came into office, what I think we all wanted, what the Congress instructed, what the Congress funded, was a seamless interoperable system. Now you can use integrated, use any word you want. I want it to work. And until I get my arms around this, I'm not gonna spend any more money on this. I can't defend it, and we are making some progress. A lot of good things been done. We're way behind. We will do better.
Hagel's health record testimony came in response to questions during a hearing about DOD's 2014 budget, one of a flurry of sessions being held before various committees on Capitol Hill this week, following last week's release of the Obama administration's spending proposal. And that spending proposal comes in the context of a decidedly uncertain future for short-term and long-term federal fiscal matters. General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the proposal does not include the 10-year sequestration cuts, which are currently the law of the land, nor does it allocate funds for the effort the military will have to undertake to rebuild military readiness if sequestration stays in effect for just the rest of 2013.
We don't yet know what the full impact of this year's challenge has had on our readiness. We're accumulating the information necessary to answer that question. But what we don't know is that readiness shortfall imposed this year is not accounted for in the 14 budget, and that's concerning. As expected, we have already curtailed, as you said, or canceled training for many units across the services, that is, those who are not preparing to deploy. And we all know, or we should all know, that it's more expensive to restore readiness than it is to maintain it. Recovery costs, therefore, will compete with our ability to build the joint force in the out years.
Congress alleviated some of the military's readiness concerns by passing a full-year appropriations bill for 2013, taking the military out from under a continuing resolution. General James Amos, the commandant of the Marine Corps, testifying at another hearing, said the Marine Corps readiness was still in serious jeopardy, though, because sequestration remains in place. He told the House Armed Services Committee that his service will be able to pay for adequate training for the next two cycles of deploying Marines, but only by taking those funds from the training of service members who are further back in the deployment cycle.
But we are eating our seed corn right now for the readiness for those units that aren't on the slate to deploy until next year. maybe at the end of next year, or those that are just coming back. We're taking money away from their training, taking equipment away from them, taking money away from the sustainment of their equipment, and we are eating that seed corn right now to ensure that I have near-term readiness. I'm also taking money out of procurement to move it into readiness accounts. What's going to happen in 14, as we move into the early parts of 14, based on sequestration, the way we know it right now, those units that are back home and that are not in the queue to go will be less than 50% ready, which means they'll be C3 or worse. So if the balloon goes up, what are we going to do? We're going to cobble them together just like we did the 1st Marine Provisional Brigade and sent it with 5th Marines into Korea.
But department officials say they are not ignoring the fact that sequestration and the Budget Control Act, which created it, is currently the law of the land. Hagel has ordered the Pentagon to undertake what is being called a strategic choices review. It will present various scenarios that assume various outcomes from the current budget morass, ranging from full sequestration to partial sequestration to something more along the lines of what the president proposed last week, a $526 billion DoD budget, roughly the same amount both the House and the Senate have already approved for the Pentagon in their respective budget resolutions. But still, more than $50 billion more than what's currently allowed under the Budget Control Act. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.